Of course, as usual, André had shown the work all the way through to Hans Keller, and it was Hans' idea, because of the difficulty of getting any contemporary opera staged, that perhaps the English National Opera would listen to a playthrough of it. And for that reason, it was decided that a piano reduction should be prepared. And as André really didn't have time to do it himself, Susan Bradshaw kindly agreed to do this work.
I think I was surprised at the sheer competence of it, because there aren't too many full-time composers around who write as though they could do what they wanted to do. And I think he could do what he wanted to do. I mean, maybe sometimes he chose the wrong solutions, but my goodness, he was good at his job.
The opera is a big piece. Three acts and an epilogue, a chorus, used only a couple of times, big orchestra, stage band, piano and harpsichord to fit in the pit, not perhaps an entirely practical piece. Knocks at the door, keys turning in locks, laughter, all are precisely notated, as is the boy's whistling, where André suddenly makes you realise that an attention-grabbing whistle and a surprise whistle are inversions of each other, musically speaking. The new confidence, the enormous variety, the sheer beauty of the music stands out, even in the piano reduction.
Well-ordered contrapuntal lines. I mean, that seems to have been his starting point. Rather than thinking up a wonderful texture or a beautiful tune, but you do notice a change throughout the course of the opera, and by the end he seems to have relaxed a bit. There's much less counterpoint by the end, and much more awareness of, goodness, this is a beautiful sound. I'll sit on this chord and make people listen to it.
Playthrough at the English National Opera was set for December the 21st, 1981, before Lord Harwood, the chairman, Mark Elder, the musical director, and Hazel Vivian, the chorus mistress. André played one piano, the staff pianist another.
I had agreed to go along to turn the pages for André, and he needed a bit of moral support because he was obviously very nervous about the whole thing. The playthrough went very well. They were very kind to André. Personally speaking, I was disappointed because obviously there is so much in the orchestration and so little could be conveyed on the piano. The piano is a percussive instrument, and all the colours and the lyrical sections that are in the opera were submerged. However, afterwards André seemed very pleased with the way things had gone. In fact, he was so pleased he'd already was planning to book a restaurant to take us all out to celebrate the success of the opening night. And in fact, at the time, they had advised André to finish the piece and to come back and play the rest of it.
But André's desperate financial position demanded that he fulfil two German concert tours. In January 1982, in Mainz, he fell ill with what he thought was stomach flu and had to cancel. Back in Germany in April for the second tour, he became ill again, and an operation revealed that he was suffering from stomach cancer. The concerts were cancelled. He was ambulanced home and told that he would die within a year.
So he came back to England in May, and then in mid-June, his illness became worse. He was at home, and he became very ill towards the end of June, and they took him then into hospital, and that's where he died on June 26th. I think he knew that that there was no cure, and even though you always hope that somehow things will turn, I think he felt that it wasn't going to. He started to have a very healthy obsession, that he actually felt that there was one thing there that was very important to him, and he wanted to try and concentrate all his energies on that, which was completing the opera, Merchant of Venice.
And finish it he did. 10 days before his death, on the 26th of June, he wrote, "I hope I have time at least to write what I've got in my head. There's no question, obviously, of performing again. When I discovered how things stand, I immediately started to orchestrate the last act of the opera while I was still in hospital, and I'm only a few pages short now. I'd still like to do something so I could feel I hadn't wasted my life."
We received a sort of rather standard letter from Lord Harwood saying that they really had too many other things waiting to be performed, and they couldn't really consider it for the foreseeable future.